Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
My voice is just kind of an ongoing journey here, so.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit more froggy today.
Well, you know, here's the deal. There was not, was supposed to do a Chi-High basketball game last night, got canceled because of this false threat, but during the day, as that was playing out, Wausau West didn't know if they could come over, so the game, so that was good. I didn't have to do a game last night. So.
That is good.
But I have to say, still, I don't know what it's age or what. It's just these early mornings are harder and harder sometimes.
Yeah, which is rough, given that you are an early morning radio host.
I know. Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. Yeah. Captain Obvious. All right, so
sure.
I sent you a clip last night. I want to listen to it twice. It's Drew Bledsoe. He had the, in his career, he was the starter who was supplanted by Tom Brady back in the early 2000s. In Brady's rookie season, Brady had been a sixth-round draft pick, but obviously became, in many people's estimation, the greatest quarterback of all time. And then he also was the starter. Bill Parcells later was the head coach in Dallas when Tony Romo, who's now the CBS color analyst, replaced Bledsoe. Anyhow, he talks about kind of something about them. I'm going to play it through twice.
Sure.
Let's give it a listen here.
Difference between him and Tommy. Tommy became the starter. He still was asking all the questions where all of a sudden Romo was the guy that had all the answers. Watching this Romo, you know this is true. The minute that he became the starter, he became pretty big in his own mind. And he was no longer the curious and inquisitive guy. Where that was the difference between him and Tommy. Tommy became the starter. He still was asking all the questions where all of a sudden Romo was the guy that had all the answers.
Now, what was your reaction when I sent that to you?
Yeah, so my reaction was, man, I had said, I think, how amazing it is that Tom Brady, arguably the greatest quarterback ever, maintained his curiosity and was willing to still ask questions. And I think we have a lot to learn from that ability to continue to ask, what can I learn here? What can I learn from other people? You know, as opposed to how he's describing Tony Romo, who's like, yeah, I've got all the answers now. I'm a big deal.
Yeah.
And
I think Drew kind of cushions a little, and I think at the beginning he's like, Tony, if you're watching this, you know this is true, that you know, you kind of became the starter, and Tony's just like, I've got all the answers. And now I want to transition. This is the main point, is for us as Christians, who do you think we're more like, the way he describes Tony Romo or Tom Brady?
Unfortunately, it seems like often we're like Tony Romo. We have all the answers, and we're here to tell you, as opposed to showing some curiosity. How can we learn from one another? I think we would make much greater strides if we were to show that curiosity, show a genuine interest in other people and where they're coming from, even if they don't believe like we do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too, because I think that there's a continual learning and growing, right?
Hopefully. You know, I think if we get locked in so early on, I think we're missing out on a lot. I think there's a chance for us to continue to grow. I think that's what discipleship is about, is continuing to grow and learn.
And so there's many, you know, across the wide expanse of Christendom, not to mention, you know, other religions and the secular world, all sorts of learning to be had. But when we just kind of have the corner on the truth, that doesn't really bode well.
It does not. Yeah, I think people are less likely to listen to us if we are coming with a closed-off certainty and lack of curiosity about who they are and where they're coming from.
Yeah. So, anyhow, just interesting the way I'd heard from that. We mentioned Jesus Fit and Brian Wilcomb, and I've got a water mug, water bottle I carry around that says Abundant Curiosity, so it's a good reminder for me.
That is a good reminder.
All right, we got today Matthew 26, 51 to 54.
And that says, but one of the men with Jesus pulled out his sword and struck the high priest's slave, slashing off his ear. Put away your sword, Jesus told him. Those who use the sword will die by the sword. Don't you realize that I could ask my Father for thousands of angels to protect us, and he would send them instantly? But if I did, how would the scriptures be fulfilled that describe what must happen now?
So my voice is no good, so you go ahead and just sum it up for us today.
Yeah, it says, without hesitation, Peter pulled out his sword and started swinging, cutting off the ear of the high priest's servant. Jesus said to Peter, "My brother, put away your sword. Those who live by the sword die by the sword. Don't you believe that I could ask my Father and he would send an overwhelming number of angels to rescue me?" But then it would not follow what the old prophets predicted. "I do not establish my kingdom by worldly power, but by love. My kingdom operates differently than earthly kingdoms."
All right, so Matthew 26:51-54, give me a final thought.
Yeah, again, I think we talk on here a lot about the importance of love. I think too often we seek after power, but what we should pursue is becoming more loving, more other-centered.
Good enough. Thank you, friend.
Talk to you later.
Yep. There we go, our buddy Jason Kanz, WWIB.
Well, I have a birthday wish going out back to my home in Chippewa. A very happy 7th birthday to my little girl, Nora.
Happy, happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy, happy birthday and all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday.
It is your birthday. Happy birthday, honey. My little Nora turned 7 years old. And again, she just went through that eye surgery last week. And just another evidence to me of how strong God has made my little girl. She's a strong child, as Dr. Kevin Lehman would say, a powerful child. but my goodness, she loves music. She loves playing with her dolls. She loves her baby brother, loves her older brother and older sister. And man, I don't know what God's going to do with her life, but I just pray that he will use her for his great purposes. And again, I think you know a thing or two about having a strong daughter as well, too. And they can do some pretty amazing things when they surrender their life to the King. And so that's my prayer for my little Nora. And she's sweet. She's my little morning buddy. Usually she's the first one up or gets up shortly after me. And so I love you, Nora. Happy 7th birthday. And maybe Daddy will bring a little treat later on today.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, Nora. I know your dad loves you very, very much.
It's Tuesday Trivia Try number 2 here on the WIB Wake Up Show, 715-723-2555, 723-2555, the number to dial. We would love to hear from you wherever you might be listening from on this fine December morning. Our prize is a Lauren Daigle Christmas CD. It's called Behold, and a free chicken sandwich card courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire. So again, munch on some chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A and listen to some great sounds of the season here on WWIB or from this CD from Lauren Daigle. If, and it's a big if sometimes, you can be the first to solve this question. People in this profession, people in this job, are busiest in November. In the month of November, people in this job are busiest. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. What could it be?
All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kent. Eau Claire.
All right, Kent, go ahead.
Funeral director.
Funeral directors. Is the people in the funeral profession busiest in November?
Sorry.
Thank you, Kent. People in what job, what profession busiest in the month of November, the month that just came by?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Michael from Eau Claire.
Hi, Michael.
Meat departments.
Meat department. We've had meat processing put in there, meat and venison processing, so we'll give you another guess here.
Then turkey farms.
Turkey farms. Sure. Makes sense.
Could that be it? Sorry.
Thank you for the call from Eau Claire, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
From my place.
Okay, what was your name again?
Tammy.
Okay, Tammy.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say hospitals.
Hospitals. People in the hospital profession busiest in November. Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry.
Thank you, Tammy. What job are we talking about? People in this profession are busiest in the month of November.
Yeah, I've had a hint come to my head, but I'm holding back here a little bit.
715-723-2555 here for Tuesday Trivia for a free sandwich from Chick-fil-A and a free Christmas album from Lauren Daigle.
All right, we got another caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Michael from Eau Claire.
All right, Michael.
People who do heaters.
That actually was guessed earlier. Yeah, like furnace and heating, HVAC repair and maintenance and installation. Not what we're looking for, but you can have another bonus guess here.
Ooh, okay. Then people who bakeries.
Bakeries. Okay, sure. Actually, that's a great, great guess because down at Great Harvest, the day before Thanksgiving, I believe, is their busiest day of the entire year. But
wow.
Not what we were looking for.
Sorry.
People in this profession busiest in November. What job? What profession?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from LaCrosse.
Hey, Mike.
I want to wish Nora a good happy birthday.
Thank you, my friend.
I think it's psychiatry.
Is it psychiatry? Psychiatrist busiest in November.
Sorry.
Good guess, Mike. Thank you for the call from LaCrosse.
All right, three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Xavier from Tony.
All right, Xavier, what do you think?
Is it construction laborers?
Construction laborers, busiest during the month of November, probably trying to get all those jobs finished before it gets seriously cold.
People might typically think summer. Is that it? That's not it.
Thank you, Xavier. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John from Ladies.
Hey, John.
What do you think?
Being Santa Claus.
Oh, being Santa.
Okay, yeah. So Santa, what would you call it? Impersonators?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Could that be it? That's not it, actually.
Thank you, John. Good to hear from Russ County.
This is the last try. You're the last guest before 8:30. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, Christmas Tree Farms. You sound really far away from the phone. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. All right.
Hope from Eau Claire.
Yeah, okay. Christmas Tree Farms is not it. So.
Thank you, Hope. Good to hear from everybody once again. The first two tries for Tuesday Trivia, but we do not have the right answer yet. Think about this. We'll come back after 8:45. People in this profession are busiest in November. What job could we be talking about? It's try number three at Tuesday Trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show. 715-723-2555. Here's what we need you to answer. People in what profession and what job are busiest in November? People in this profession busiest in November. 715-723-2555. Our prizes, Behold, the Christmas album from Lauren Daigle. We've got that CD for you. And then a free Chick-fil-A sandwich card courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire. So free Chick-fil-A and free Christmas music. If you can solve this, 715-723-2555. People in what profession are busiest in the month that just went by in November?
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jennifer from Altoona.
Hey, Jennifer, what do you think?
Payday loan places.
Sure. People getting ready for
money,
overspending. Yeah.
That's a good guess, but not it.
Thank you, Jennifer. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
John from Ladysmith.
John.
How about checkout person?
Uh-huh.
A checkout, sure. Like grocery store cashier, retail cashier, etc.
All right, the checkout. That's not it.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you, John. 715-723-2555. Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Brian from Aliva.
All right, Brian.
Just jumping in here. I don't know if it's a guest or not, but the return people.
Oh, yeah.
Return guests.
Okay.
Sure. At the service desk or,
now,
yeah, handling
returns.
We know
that's busy returns. December 26th, but everyone's is it busy in every... November? That's not what we're looking for. Thanks.
Good guess, though. 715-723-2555, WWIB. We are family, your Christmas station. Some trivia here on a Tuesday morning to try to give you a Christmas prize. And you know what? I guess chicken from Chick-fil-A is good for Christmas or any time throughout the year.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John again.
Wow.
What do you think, John?
How about the delivery guy that delivers gifts and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, that's
delivery
good.
Drivers?
Boy, nobody's guessed that yet. And it's, you know, kind of early, but people getting ready, but that's not it. So.
Thank you, John. 715-723-2555, 723-2555 to call in for Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Last try for the day, or at least this segment. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is David Holmbeck, and I think it's Furnace Repairman.
Furnace Repairman, all right.
So that's been guessed earlier, so you can have a little bonus guess here, David, because heating and furnace repair has been guessed earlier. Can you think on your feet? What profession is busiest in November?
Busiest in November. Maybe plow.
Okay.
Snowplow.
Guy.
Snowplow right. Drivers. Okay, sure. Good guess. Sometimes we get a lot of snow then.
Mm-hmm. That's not it, though.
Thanks. Thank you for the guess.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Rice Lake.
Hi, Julie.
What do you think?
Bakeries.
Was that guest?
I feel like that was guest earlier as well, too. So you can have a bonus guest, Julie.
We referenced Great Harvest, so
yes.
I got nothing.
nothing.
Okay. Nothing, no problem.
People in what profession busiest in November? And a lot of these make sense.
Yep.
They really do. It's just, according to the information we have in front of us, this is what we're looking for. And no one's guessing it yet.
Guesses have started to tail off, so we'll say three more at 723-2555. Busiest occupation for them, it's busiest in November. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rebecca from Kenan.
All right.
Is it like community planners kind of thing? The people that get ready for like the Christmas parades and put up the lights?
Okay.
That is really
sure
brilliant guess. Yeah.
There had to be a lot that went into that Chippewa Falls parade Saturday night, but that's not it.
All right. Thank you, Rebecca. Good to hear from Kenan.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jennifer from Melton again.
All right, Jennifer.
What about the Macy's Day Parade people?
Okay.
That kind of goes along with Rebecca's guess, I think.
It does.
Like, people planning the big parades and such for the Christmas season.
But she's trying to specifically say Macy's
Day.
And that's not it either.
Good guess. Thank you, Jennifer.
One last one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mallory from Eau Claire.
All right, Mallory, what do you think?
Tree trimmer?
Tree trimmers. Okay, sure. Uh-huh. Is it tree trimmers, the profession busiest in November? It is not what we're looking for.
All right, well, back at it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll try it again on a Win It Wednesday. People in what profession are busiest in November? 715-723-2555, but not until tomorrow morning when we give you the cue to call after 7:15.